futures wavered to start the week on Monday. Current value of gains suggests promising stocker potential this fall, according to Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive with very light demand through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices last week were generally steady. Live sales were at $121 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $123 to $126 in Nebraska, and at $125 to $126 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress sales were at $198 in Nebraska and at $198 to $203 in the Western Corn Belt. Live cattle futures rode surging wholesale beef values higher through nearby contracts. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.97 higher Monday afternoon at $329.80 a hundredweight. Select was $5.53 higher at $303.55. Live cattle futures closed an average of 81 cents higher through the front three contracts and then an average of 45 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures softened on likely profit-taking and wariness about sustained strength. They closed an average of 71 cents lower, except for 17 cents higher toward the back of the board. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents lower through new crop contracts and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold unevenly steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards, while steer calves traded $4 to $6 lower. Feeder heifers sold steady to $3 lower, and heifer calves sold unevenly steady. There are 6,500 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers sold steady with 4,801 head on offer. And feeder steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 2,505 head. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Price Point podcast at Calf News. It comes out each Tuesday, and it's free. Just go to calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Monday. Apparently, investors were looking to Tuesday's town hall with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for possible signals about how and when the Fed may taper bond buying. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 110 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 12 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 29 points. Although production costs are unknown at this time, especially the cost of wheat pasture, early budgets suggest a decent return potential for fall stocker programs, according to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In his weekly market comments, using prices in his state, Peel explains that over the last 4 weeks, 450-pound steers, those are medium and large number one, averaged $186.08 a hundredweight, while 750-pound steers averaged $156.31. That adds up to value of gain of $1.12 a pound for 300 pounds of gain. Values of stocker gain are higher this year and reflect the increased feedlot cost of gain due to high feed grain prices, Peel says. He explains stocker value of gain is expected to remain elevated in the coming months, and he adds that the value of gain reflects the broad market environment for adding weight to feeder cattle. Actual profitability will, of course, depend on actual purchase and sales prices and production costs for stockers, he says. Further, Peel points out, March feeder cattle futures are in the $166 to $167 range. For Oklahoma producers, where basis is about $2 for 750-pound steers, the estimated average March price is $168 to $169. Another question for stocker producers is the expected purchase price of stocker calves later in the fall. According to Peel, the price of 450 to 500 pound steers typically decreases seasonally from summer to an October low, dropping about 4.5% from August to October. This suggests a price of roughly $177 a hundredweight for 450 pound steers in October. But, Peel says, cattle markets are trending higher and may offset the seasonal price patterns. Current October feeder futures plus average basis for calves suggests a price for 450 pound steers of roughly $196. He suspects the most likely calf price for October will be between those values, perhaps in the range from $180 to $190 hundredweight. Finally, Peel points out multiple factors, including the size and timing of fall calf marketings, will determine actual calf prices. Good pasture conditions could result in some delay in calf weaning and marketing this fall, Peel says, adding that stocker prices will also be affected by the development, availability, and supply of wheat pasture. He says conditions may be favorable for early wheat planting, but the threat of armyworms appears to be elevated this year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of August. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.